Many types of plants can be introduced into your cultures, foodstuffs with much better quality that can be used and also supplied to other societies to offset your demand for technology and other inputs. About current events, all that was said at the last meeting is valid. Even you may notice different nuances of colors in your sky in different latitudes during the most critical passage of the solar system by the great cloud of cosmic energy. All terror attacks insulated that has happened in this final schedule has only two main reasons: the destabilization of the civil order regionally and to divert the attention of the public to the military movements that are being carried out in these nations. These events are orchestrated to justify adoption of measures that will culminate in the total and complete submission of society by implementing acts of exception by your governments. Your economy is being finalized for the adoption of a different system of monetary control by your elites, so be alert to these false flags and try to observe rather what is happening behind the scenes of these theaters armed by them. You remember what I said a long time ago about the two planets would be getting everyone not incarnate more on your planet? Well, the colonies in these two planets are going well and are growing very rapidly. It's amazing how quickly they develop colonies when they receive discarnate beings in conditions much more technologically advanced. It RTMS the power of the subconscious information leading to inventions and solutions for problems with extreme rapidity. Do not mourn for those who leave your planet without reaching the level. They are born in places with all conditions favorable to the development of their consciences. Nothing happens by chance, be always sure of that. Friends, many questions that insist on return will not be answered again, were already fully answered these last 2 years. See the arranged texts in the best way possible for you guys interested in the subject to read calmly and thoughtfully to understand all that has been said and all that there were changes in this pathway events so far. Please, before asking questions, try to read more carefully what has been said. It will make more productive any new conversation. Video 101, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A video 101, May 13, 2013. Friends, at this meeting I prepared questions that was representing many requests at some time. Question: we have some pictures of the beings we call Bigfoot wearing a kind of flight suit. Could you tell us something about this strange fact? As I told you some time ago, some creatures were placed here on a trial basis only. These beings that you could see them dressed are intellectually more developed version of the natives left here long ago. They are relocating many of the individuals who are being protected by the race called by you Night Walkers. The habitats of these creatures are disappearing rapidly on planet Earth, and all will be relocated to other systems. The planet will pass in a short time through major changes, and your remaining societies will be redistributed within the new context. Question: does we have humanoids on Earth that are living in the oceans and adapted to life in water? Oh well, this was a connection allowed to the Arcturians only, but we already know that many of you have seen this race of humanoids who live with you on the planet since ancient times. Your government keeps some of them alive in captivity for a long time. It is an ancient humanoid race that was brought here when your atmosphere became more stable and the waters of your oceans no longer poisonous to mammalian species. They breathe air like dolphins and are so smart like you, just do not have the same priorities, and have not the same material needs. They are much more objective and simple, as your native indigenous behave in the forests, taking from nature only the necessary to live. These breeds tend to live on planets' oceans where coexist very peacefully with colonies Arcturians. With sequential pollution of thy seas inevitably you will start to have more contacts, as it is being affected by the adversities physical, chemical provided by you. Some groups are already moved to other places outside Earth, but others are refusing to abandon their habitat here. They can use the lower mammals such as whales, dolphins and porpoises as pets, teaching and training them to various functions in their daily lives. Question: our scientists are baffled with the called global warming declination until final of 2011 and had an end. This phenomenon has any cosmic relationship? As you can relate, when Krulians destroyed the so-called comet Ilnan, they began to change trajectory in the backwardness of the solar system Nibiru, which was causing excessive heating of the planet with their direct approach. With the gradual removal and retardation of system Nibiru, the atmospheric temperatures of the Earth ceased to rise. The increase in atmospheric temperature was never due to greenhouse gas emissions, as was announced to you by your scientists at the time. That was a political move to try to distribute responsibilities only. Question: what could you tell us about the bowl-shaped magnetic fields theory in the matter particles, in the light and in the cosmos? Well, in the fundamentals of the matter in the third dimension, requirements are the existence of potential differences and opposing magnetic fields in each particle. There are magnetic fields that you call polarity north and south, but in reality are opposites magnetism, two fields of magnetism opposites separated interacting in the same particle as one. They can even be separated by quantum processes to be used as separate units unipolar, used to interact with the gravitational fields of planets and systems, and thus allow the movement of spaceships and a multitude of other vehicles. The light is a particle material traveling as energy in a waveform. In other words, the particles that you know as photon can be rearranged quantumly to compose any type of matter in the universe. Depending on the density of the matter in question, more or less photons will be required for their formation rearranged. In short, everything in the universe was formed with light. But it is a reality that should make more sense in the next stages that you will pass through your development. Question: you talked about this earlier, but could you please tell us something more detailed about traveling in wormholes? What you call wormholes are not actual holes in dark matter of space, are the result of the interaction of fields unipolar of a spaceship through all the vectorial links of gravitational forces existing in the region where they intend to transfer. The more planets and systems exist in the region, the greater the speed of this transfer, because the field can interact with the maximum power available on the spacecraft. The control systems of spacecraft make the map of interactions depending on the route, and it will give all the specifications of travel time to the desired destination. The system uses these vectors to get around, releasing all gravitational corresponding magnetic beams with polarity opposite to the polarity of interaction of the target vector. It is as if each of these vectors literally pulled the ship in the direction resulting from the interaction of vectors, all gravitational captured ahead that position in that single instant of passage. As you can see, the navigation system of the spacecraft has to have a very large processing capacity to handle the magnetic navigation in real time. That is, each spaceship opens its own way. Your theory that a tunnel is somehow activated and remains open for the passage of many spaceships is a wrong concept. This tunnel or wormhole is created during the passage of a spacecraft, not before, and then fades. This trail of magnetic interaction lasts only a few seconds. The portal is a different technology. There has to be input and output properly tuned so that spaceships are transferred. It's like a double-sided mirror, which is in a portal can be instantly transferred to the corresponding portal regardless of distance. Portals only work in pairs, and the units must be physically installed in the two locations in question. From a nearest portal, ships travel by their own gravitational tunneling to bring the material necessary for the physical installation of a new portal. Currently, portals are used for large distances and gravitational tunnels to shift between solar systems next, or travel within solar systems. Question: as the question could not be unasked, as are the predictions for changes on the planet? All forecasts and warnings of the last two conversations are valid. As you will notice, physical changes on the planet are accelerating as well as finalizing the plans of your elites. Your wildlife is suffering many losses, and the planet will be restructured into a new biological balance after all the physical changes planned to happen soon. The Krulians, together with the planet Taus, are doing a great job to minimize solar effects, but not enough to stabilize the planet during this passage of the system by the cloud of cosmic energy. Question: there are some maps showing safe areas and areas that would be flooded after the reversal of the poles. These maps can be used as some reference? Look, these maps depict areas of lower elevation with respect to sea level, but these references are current, When the continents actually move to a new repositioning, these previous references are no longer valid. New portions of the crust may emerge from the seabed and others sink completely during the rearrangement process. The use of such maps is not a valid reference in any way. I'll keep you informed of major changes that are about to happen, but stay tuned for fake natural disasters that are being planned intensely by your military at all key points of the planet. Video 102, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 102, June 26, 2013. This video is an update of the information of the major events in progress. Answering questions about a large celestial body photographed in many places near your sun that is appearing in your secondary media, some are real, not fakes. By some specific angles and from specific regions you can see planet Taos reflecting light beside the sun. As I said before, Taos is maintaining a position close the sun to avoid much influence in the solar system planet's orbits. Nibiru will not be seen beside the sun. This is an error that most are expecting. To make it clear, Nibiru will appear far from the sun, in another quadrant, like a second sun but with totally different sunrise and sunset positions. The vegetation will start to change behavior across the planet because it's receiving a strong energy influence from the great energy cloud that is embracing the solar system, as I told you before. You will see many strange things in these actual times. The planet will smoothly stabilize the frequency to its new parameters. The planet is about to undergo the biggest event in the social area as your elites are scheduling the completion of depopulation for this year. According to a report Pleiadians, the index of the population already inoculated with nanocomponents reaches 70% and the agenda can be started at any time. These nanocomponents act on the central nervous system. Also according to the report, the activation in the urban centers will be done via the mobile networks because in each base station radio is a device installed that is triggered to emit a frequency necessary to activate nanocomponents in the region within their reach. This device was installed as part of the digital system, when the analog radio bases were replaced by digital systems TDMA, CDMA and GSM, as a device expected to military emergency use. Another way that will be used for the activation of nanocomponents are computers connected by called wireless routers, as these systems already have a transmitter of frequency that will be activated regionally via your internet. These nanocomponents have several codes of frequency for activation, and with the help of samples collected by Pleiadians, all these codes have been deciphered and are liable to be scanned and neutralized by the fleets in vigil on the planet as they are received orders from the Community Galactica. In other words, a mass extinction will not be allowed to be executed as planned, your elites. I am revealing this to you at this time because it is impossible and ineffective to your elites. Try replacing nanocomponents already around the planet for others, as we would discover the new codes anyway. The only way to prevent the activation of nanocomponents in your body without any help from us is to be in areas where cell phone signals or routers cannot reach, or be isolated in places underground where cell phones are completely out of service, or at least, the disconnection of the power of an entire region to prevent the activation of devices. If you have news of strange epidemics happening in nearby towns, try to take refuge in insulation that completely block the cell phone signals for at least 48 hours. There are two ways to know when to leave the shelter: when the power is completely off in the region and having access to an external camera battery operated, to see what is happening, because after disabling signal and power, military forces should enter in the region to start the cleaning. Avoid being exposed to these military forces at any cost. Also, according to this report, the coastal areas of the globe that concentrate most of the people will be the target of new technologies added to the HAARP system to rush events in the contact areas of tectonic plates, plus thousands of tons of explosives already installed at strategic points to accelerate volcanic activity. As you can see, a lot is being prepared by them, but many attitudes will be taken by the Community Galactica at this time, so watch for the signs that will be recognized by the most prepared, and all volunteers can be contacted at any time to assist those providences. We believe in the survival of the human race on planet Earth, and we will do everything to save the remaining societies of these agents of destruction and concentrators power represented by your current elite. As you can also easily verify watching the skies that the movement of spacecrafts is increasing, you can easily track and to register many of them with simple equipment, and this will help you to prove to ones that refuse to agree with our presence here to be more prepared to a possible contact of our space brothers. The geographic poles began to move their positions following the magnetic poles, that is, the planet is declining physically their axis to a new position of equilibrium, and this will mean climate change increasingly radical in certain regions. Behaviors totally random, dense fog, strange formations of clouds, big storms, among other manifestations of nature. Stand firm, therefore everything will pass and societies will become reacquainted with our help. The amount of level 1 creatures on the planet is 22%, so it will be a viable society to be part of the Community Galactica as a new member very soon. Answering questions about the comet named Ison, it has nothing to do with the destroyed comet Ilnen. It is part of several large objects that precede the system Nibiru, and is being escorted by Krulians, but they have no instruction to change its route or to interfere in the events. With respect to periods of 26 million years of extinction of life on Earth defined by your scientists, it is correct, but there never was total extinction of the human race on the planet on any of these occasions. You can easily identify systems of caves and underground labyrinths that have been used on several occasions when the planet has gone through periods of great hardship. All these complexes were built in these times with the help of friends from space. This time will be no different, just new technologies shall be used as protective force fields among others. Donia TMT confuse these descriptions of actual facts with fear-mongering. If you do not know the facts, it's because most of you were left out by the leaders that you have always revered and kept in power. Created in an atmosphere of false security, and kept in ignorance of the facts, you eventually deliver your destinations directly into their hands. Be well, my friends, and be certain that much is being done to protect you and to alleviate these difficult times that the planet Earth will have to pass until complete stabilization. Video 103. Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 103, July 17, 2013. Given the many questions generated by the last meeting, this is a video with additional information. The activation of the nano components by frequencies issued in your cell phone systems is being monitored by probes Pleiadians that are already strategically positioned to detect the activation codes that are already known. The nano-components take some time to organize themselves and reach their places of work, so there will be time for a lock-off. The nano-components only can be disabled after being duly activated, otherwise they are totally inert elements. Anyway, the notice given at the previous meeting is intended to make you guys aware of the events planned by your governments. The nano-components should be disabled in time, but either way, you have to be alert to any abnormalities that may be initiated. Questions about environmental pollution like Fukushima's radiation, it will be spreading without control by some more time. Your governments have been reported since last year to replace and disable atomic power plants, but nothing was done. However, the production and installation of new units are expanding, including floating traps like the atomic plants being built today. The Pleiadians ordered not to interfere more with these plants, limited to neutralize the use of attempts of mass destruction. The human race is proving you do not want help. The vast majority do not care or are not interested in the problems, have not yet reached the necessary maturity, and this time finishing of this colony to a recognized breed will happen by way suffered so than normal. The dirt will be cleaned only when the race remaining on the planet is ripe and eager for help to survive, finally understanding all the bad decisions taken earlier. Your people do not have the initiative to force your leaders to take the correct measures, and this shows a lack of maturity of the mass of your societies. Understand that the Community Galactica will not and should not interfere with these affairs until yourselves prove your viability as a race. Natural disasters is one thing, a mission of the population with respect to their leaders is quite another. All of us here have working guidelines set not to interfere in certain matters. Only the natural events of great magnitude and indirect attempts to mass elimination of ethnicities by the ruling elites, like nuclear weapons, chemical and nanotechnology among others. So, the lesson will be tough, but you will have to live with the pollution of the oceans by your radiation from Fukushima and others to come, as well as oil and trash. Just passing needs, your societies will turn out to act more consciously. And this period of great need is already starting across the planet. Understand that if you do the schoolwork of your children, they will never really learn anything. Therefore, if the development of awareness of your societies requires suffering, be prepared to change as quickly as possible. If you are reading this is because you are more awake than most, and it is up to people like you try to open the eyes of others who are not seeing anything beyond their noses or pockets. Some are asking about the current deactivation of the system HAARP. This was a measure taken by your government to fully withdraw attention on this weapon of environmental manipulation. The Arcturians have developed a system for neutralization of this system, and has deactivated the network on several occasions to show their ineffectiveness. Many resources that could literally benefit your people were and are being thrown away by your government in initiatives easily controllable by us. The Arcturians are also monitoring some eruptions that can cause tsunamis in deep oceanic rifts, which can be viewed by your satellites like this, possibly one of many that are happening at the junction tectonic in the Atlantic Ocean. Regarding the various questions about the system Nibiru, I can say that the planet will feel his approach soon, but the planet Taos is trying to minimize the consequences of the heating and rotation center of the Earth at the time of the greatest influence's tangency. The adventure of the human race on planet Earth will undergo changes soon. With the development of conscientization come DNA changes, which will release more capabilities into your brains as greater insight and possibilities of telepathic communication. Never mind which brain regions will be responsible for these changes, because the changes will take effect at the quantum level much more than physical, is much more complex than that. Remember that the mind controls the physical, and not the contrary, and the mind is pure quantum energy acting on the matter. Friends, when you are thinking about God, think of your friends who are probably in the fourth dimension awaiting the opportunity to return to the matter of the third dimension again. Try to focus on your friends and loved ones, not even remembering those who were with you in past lives. Many of your friends who knew you in this or in other embodiments, may be there to feel your vibration because they know you, they can recognize you, and good vibrations they can return back to you. They are much closer to you to interact, is how you try to ask for help crying out loud. Only those who are closest to you can hear your request for assistance, and may even pass your message along to the much greater distance than you can achieve alone. Be well, my friends. Try to take your questions on texts from our previous meetings. I will be around to give you information about any immediate change for you who are prepared to help others. Extra message of the 18th of August 2013. Friends, I asked a question about the Mithy Comet Ison and this was the answer. Mithy, there are several doubts about the nature and shape of Comet Ison. Could you tell us some more information about it? Well, remember when I said to you, answering questions about the comet named Ison, it has nothing to do with the destroyed comet Ilnan. It is part of several large objects that precede the system Nibiru, and is being escorted by Krulians, but they have no instruction to change its route or to interfere in the events. Notice I did not mention comet or asteroid. I said objects. I was very clear about it. Since this information is consolidating, I can say that these objects are not a comet and will not behave like a comet orbiting the sun. They are controlled, are huge spacecrafts that will be part of a great plan of action for the development of civilizations level 1. They completed a mission in a nearby system and are heading for this, which is in the process of a profound rearrangement. The Krulians are coordinating all these changes in conjunction with the passage of Nibiru system and final repositioning of the planet Taos. I believe that astronomers on duty should show the events. We will wait for these possible revelations to the public. Cheers. Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, A Video 104, September 15, 2013. Dear friends, I knows that we are already a long time without posts, but mythy been busy outside the system again, taking care of emergencies other than our own. Here follows information after his fleet returned to our planet. The information at present have to be very subjective, as any relevant information can alert the forces of the elites to prepare and change their plans. There is an expectation of observers Pleiadians with respect to conflicts theater that are to be triggered by your elites to cause the chain reaction they plan, so that there is a reduction in population on the planet. The forces of your governments are already positioned to unleash the economic and social chaos there any time. Remembering the planet Earth is about to finalize its stabilization until the beginning of the year. Strange mists caused by the interaction of the heating blanket on the planet, due to the increase of the incident radiation and the friction caused by tectonic movement, will prevent the vast majority look more defining events in the solar system. The probe Deep Impact, sent especially by your government to film and analyze the pseudo-comet Hyson, was declared dead, but just to the public. The probe that your government keeps orbiting the planet Mars, not to mention the large telescope mounted on the Martian city Human Reptilian located in Hale Crater, will not post any photos or footage from Hyson, because they do not want you to see the reality of events. The event Hyson marked the beginning of the completion of the stabilization of the solar system as a whole, and planet Earth will have to adjust physically to the system. The crust will be moving and increasing its diameter by approximately 5%, which will cause great climatic changes and cataclysms until the end of this movement. The system Nibiru will be part of this stabilizing influence in the coming months, as well as the planet Taos. Your space fence detection system will be off to not leak information, because this system had a large number of sectors connected and they don't your TMT want to risk. Worry more about your governments creating hindrance to prevent your survival than with the events of the cosmos. If your government does not want to help you, try to make sure they do not hinder you in your attempt at survival. Your animals are dying in large proportions, and the entire food chain of your oceans is deteriorating. Much has to be done after all the dust settles after the stabilization of the planet. You will receive help as far as is necessary to rebuild the new society marked out in the new frequency of the planet. This assistance includes physical decontamination, and corrections of the health problems caused by force of poisons perpetrated by your elites over the past decades in the population of the planet. We have the technology to reverse all these physico-chemical processes. Indirectly answering several questions, be attentive with spoken messages coming from false representatives of races as Pleiadians, Arcturians, or any other link to the Community Galactica. None of these races have representatives type spokesperson on planet Earth, so anyone who is talking or sending messages on behalf of these races are not serious people. None of Pleiadians or other races who are working undercover into your population would give any interview or public statement without the proper permits. As I said earlier, there are several large underground bases of various breeds distributed by the planet's crust or even under the oceans, and on the surface there are some cities that can be completely camouflaged by force fields, located in large forests and mountainous areas inhospitable. These sites will be of great help and protection in times of reconstruction of the new society on the planet. It is confirmed that 22% of the Earth population is awake enough to get into the new state of consciousness necessary for living in a society level 1. Based on the fact that you have been suffering a systematic disinformation and indoctrination by your elites, this number is significant to the Community Galactica. Try not to focus exclusively on your religions, but try to increase your power of contemplation in relation to the universe as a single house, where you can possibly come to live in a multitude of planets and societies, as part of your development through the levels of third dimension. The lighting of your aura is composed of quantum energy, accumulated. It is a simple addition or subtraction of positive or negative energy generated by your actions, for your brethren and your society. Your place in the chain of universal development will be defined by the amount of that energy accumulated by you. A better place or worse depends solely on you. No one will judge you, nobody will analyze your abilities or your sins, only you, and you will be your own judge.